Good morning, North Coast Church. My name is Josh. I lead worship at the Fallbrook campus, and I'm so excited to jump into this daily dose with you guys in our series of worship. And if you want to follow along, I'm in John chapter 12. And just some backstory, this story takes place 6 days before the Passover, and Jesus is at a dinner with all his friends. All the disciples are there. Mary and Martha are there, and we'll hop in. John chapter 12, verse 3. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. So right off the bat, this just seems like pretty weird. You don't really hear many stories of people taking perfume and wiping other people's feet with their hair as a sign of respect and honor. That's not something that we do today, really. But I think the coolest part about this passages, it kind of shows us that worship of the Father, bringing worship to our Father, should never be a routine. It should never be ordinary. I think, like, sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the two slow songs and two fast songs of Sunday morning worship, and raising your hands when the drums get louder, or just singing along. But I think sometimes it's just good to switch up your worship routine and just have this spontaneity. When there's a relationship with God, it should never be just a ritual or a routine. It should be something that flows naturally. Maybe the next time during worship you need to close your eyes instead of raising your hands and just reflect over the words that are being sung over you. Or maybe it's not even in the context of singing. Maybe you just need to sit in your car and just pray before you drive to work. Maybe it's praying with your spouse before going out to work. I think worship should never just take the form of one thing and one thing alone. I think it's up to the relationship that you have with your Father. And continuing on in verse 4, but one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't the perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. And this verse is important because it shows that Judas had this one idea of what he believed worship should be, and Mary had this other idea of what worship should be. Judas thought the money could be used for the poor, and Mary thought, I could use this perfume to bless my Lord. And I think the more that we sit and point the finger at other people of they're worshiping wrong or I'm worshiping better, then I think the more divided we become as a church. And I think the purpose of worship is to bring us together as a church. So if you're the one that's sitting there with your arms at your side and you're watching people raising their hands during worship and you're like, man, that's so weird, I could never do that, then maybe you need to check your heart. Or maybe you're the person that is raising their hands and you see the person that doesn't have their hands raised and you think, wow, I'm so much better than them, I love my God more than them, then you also need to check your heart. I think the more that we judge people over the way they worship, we become more divided when worship should bring us together. And lastly, this passage just kind of brings home this idea that true worship should always bring us to the feet of Jesus. I think Judas even said it, that this was wasteful. Why would she do this? Like, we could have used this money to bless the poor, but I think our worship should be reckless. It should be wasteful. I think true worship brings us in this undignified place where we're at the feet of Jesus, where we're wiping his feet with our hair, whatever that means to you. I think worship can look like waving your hands and giving a crazy dance for God out of the joy you have in your heart, or it could just be in solemn remembrance of who he is and what he's done for you. There should never be a boundary that we put around worship. I think worship should be the way that we relate with our God. And if that's whatever you're doing, if it's bringing worship to God, if you're bringing weight to the glory of his name, if you're exalting God and just proclaiming his glory, then let that be worship, and let that be the way you worship, and don't point the finger and say what's right or what's not right, because ultimately worship should bring us together.